All right. Hi, I'm Jennifer Snyder. I'm the paper archivist working at the Library of Congress on this Fox collection. The paper part of the collection arrived at the Library of Congress in about 1998 in 50 filing cabinets and 77 index card cabinets in various states of organization or disorganization and in various states of condition. These cabinets contained dope sheets from both the silent and sound eras, office files up to the mid-1990s, which include like correspondence, invoices, and agreements. And then there's some other files from offices of Nick Caputo and Merle Joffe, who I've yet to figure out who these people are. So,
the administrative assistant office manager at Ruby.
Okay.
Okay,
so mystery solved. Look, I can just stand up here and just ask questions and you people will tell me and my job will be that much easier. In 2003, Cynthia Carnes from the Preservation Department at the library wrote a preservation survey. And in it she wrote, "The documents appear to have been heavily used and exhibit extensive edge damage. Those documents on ground wood or transparentized paper are quite brittle and weak. In many cases, the files have been crowded into drawers that allow little room for access." And you can see this is what they look like in the drawers. Closer damage. Other drawer contents are inadequately supported and have become distorted by slumping. And a thick layer of gray dust has been deposited on some of the drawer contents. And as we can see from these photos that she took at the time, that the material can differ greatly in condition from drawer to drawer. So these are the more recent files, and they look actually pretty good and could just be rehoused as is, pretty much like this, if I knew what they were. This is where the collection is. The front part of this photo is prints and photographs, but the back part is all Fox, and this is in Landover, Maryland, in Bay 2. Later in 2003, Vitapax was brought in to do a rehousing project, and they transferred the contents of the filing cabinets into document boxes. This small step was a great preservation measure in saving the material, and it doesn't look... So it's in boxes from filing cabinets. You still can't find very much, but it's really great. So there, this resulted in 1,064 document boxes of files and a yet uncounted number of index card file boxes. My role is to, here's a close-up. And these are some of the silent, this is how they rehoused it. They put the old folders into new acid-free folders, so we can just transfer the labels onto the new folders. Let's see. So again, my role is to complete the preservation and rehousing of the paper portion of the collection. The first phase of this project, as we've mentioned, is the World War II materials, which are comprised of 23 boxes of dope sheets, continuity sheets, and turnovers. One of my first tasks was to physically locate this material, which I accomplished by creating a database of all the document boxes to confirm the contents and note the condition of the material. Vitapax just transferred the filing cabinet labels onto the boxes, and what was in the filing cabinets doesn't necessarily match those labels in some cases. Some cases it's fine, some cases it's not. So I'm going through and trying to match if that label is correct or not. And a good example is there's a early cameraman silent dope sheets labeled on the box, but you open it up and it's like files from Nick Caputo's office. And then later on, if you keep going down the aisle, there's like another series of boxes that says early cameraman dope sheets from behind the air conditioner. And that actually is the early cameraman dope sheets. So so I guess basically this is the condition inside. When you open up a folder, this is basically what you see. rusty paper clips, folded paper, bad. And now this is what it will look like when once the project gets going and rehousing is started now. So this is a bond paper folder, and the paper clips are being removed, staples being removed, and then those groups are being put in these bond paper folders inside the other folders, and it's all being kept in order. And then brittle material is being put in Mylar. So that's about it. Eventually this will all be put in a finding aid and will be available to researchers, and I think that's where food comes in now. I have no idea. It depends on what's inside these boxes, what preservation needs to be taken. There's talk of vacuuming some things off that are really bad, and that, of course, would take longer than just the newer stuff, which can just go very quickly into new folders and be relabeled.